We're all here. Thanks everybody for coming to the closing, simulation, reenactments of the present. We have the catalog that Matthew Post and I have worked on, and that's for sale for very cheap. But tonight, we have Frank Chu, who anyone that lives in the Bay Area has probably seen or probably heard at his protest. Today he was at SF Giants game. Tomorrow he'll be at the festival around town. And Frank's been nice enough to come and speak to us today about the 12 galaxies. And I think I'll just hand it off to you and let you do your talk however you really feel like it. It'd be great. Maybe we can do questions and answers afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah, so just hold all the questions until Frank's done. Okay. Frank Chu.
Well, I had a chance to get filmed with a CBS, ABC World News, Channel 5, Channel 7, Channel 4, those news stations. I was filmed by them, and I met almost just about all the reporters from those local news stations in San Francisco, Channel 2, NBC 11, too. And they were filming me several times, and I was identified with more news coverage probably than George Bush's press conferences. I met Tom Brokaw from NBC Nightly News and ABC World News. I met their producer, too, and CBS, I met their producer, and NBC Nightly News, too. When I went over to the Scott Peters trial in Redwood City, that time they had a lot of news coverage over there. They were filming me with some press conferences over there, and I was telling them about those other populations, other galaxies, with rocket societies, flying saucers, and space vacations, with populations, other planets, and I was also identified as a movie star and a TV star. And it was about Bush and Clinton's former presidents, George Washington's, Thomas Jefferson's, Benjamin Franklin, with some resurrections and reincarnations that were top secret by the CIA and the Pentagon and NASA. And those former governors were still alive and well in American history with those former senators across other galaxies with other populations involved with the White House, but not paying myself as that TV star, that movie star, for the richest family during Bush and Cleveland's administrations. And also, I had a chance to meet Dennis Kucinich. I met John Kerry, Ralph Nader's, Jerry Brown's, Gary Hart's, George P. Schultz, Jesse Jackson's, and Cecil Williams, too. So they were former presidential candidates, and had a chance to talk to them in person and tell them about my campaigns, about myself as that movie star and that TV star, and that you know, those other populations, other galaxies were all top secret too. And it was also, I was able to talk about those other galaxies. Probably when I went over to the 12 Galaxies nightclub off 22nd Mission, they were able to let me speak on the front stage. And sometimes I think I was able to mention to them that those other galaxies, those populations probably were estimated about 80 billions or 100 billions for each galaxy. And each planet probably had about maybe 5 or 6 billions their populations. And it was more advanced than today with the space vacations and the flying saucers and the rocket societies. And they could probably use more rockets and flying saucers and spaceships, use those more often rather than using more cars instead. And they were outdating today's populations and with more advanced cosmopolitans that were more outdating today's metropolitans with more advanced architectures. And also the San Francisco Business Times, the San Jose Mercury News, and the San Francisco Chronicle, they were publishing me and photographing my protests. And I was identified on the Newsweek's U.S. News and World Reports, the Time magazines. And also there was probably some of the other former presidents, it was probably even Madison's or Monroe or John Hancock's that I probably talked to in person, and their identities were top secret by White House behind closed doors in Washington. So I was able to tell them about my campaigns, about myself as a movie star, and shake hands with them and talk to them around Market Street and Montgomery Street. And when I went to the Zion Lutheran Church in Piedmont on Sundays, probably there was also some other former presidents, maybe Harrison's or John Hancock's or Aaron Burr's, the former vice president, and maybe even some of the founders of the Mormon religion, Joseph Smiths or Brigham Youngs or Martin Luther's too. And they were probably also in person, and maybe some of the other first ladies, Madison's wife or Hastings' wife or Lenin's wife, or even Mary Baker Eddy, the founder of one of those religions too. And I think I was able to talk to them in person, and their identities were all behind closed doors in Washington, so they couldn't really tell me in person that, you know, they had those identities or that they were the duplicates of those identities. And but I was able to write them some prayer requests, and requesting them to call some of the news stations, probably was Channel 7 or Channel 5 or CBS or ABC World News, to confirm that, you know, I met those reporters, that I was filmed by those stations of those other populations, other galaxies, that it was concerning myself as that movie star, that TV star also too. So I'm trying to have it all proven, probably around 2009 in Washington DC, and try to get the impeachments of those former presidents guilty with some felonies, and guilty with embezzling my money as a movie star from the richest family during Bush and Cleveland's administrations. Also, I was identified, born again, probably from the Prince of China, the last emperor of China's royal family, and that was probably the Chu dynasty. And my family, I think, was born again and becoming the richest family during Bush and Cleveland's administrations. And they were also movie stars. And I think afterwards it was a top secret by the CIA. They were probably compensated afterwards, and I was probably the last one left afterwards. And I think that the CIA was also working with Universal Studios in Hollywood, with the White House, and filming me with some surveillance and hidden cameras, and some top secret telepathic scientific inventions that were capable of having those cameras disappear in thin air and film me in person with hidden cameras and you know, filming live performances of myself as that movie star, that TV star too. So I guess I can try to answer some questions or something.
Great, thanks. Can you talk about some of the things on your sign, like it's the first,
okay. First line? Well, the first line is usually those other former governors or senators involved with former presidents, with reincarnations or resurrections that were top secret. So those other former governors and senators were still alive and well, involved with those populations of 12 galaxies, with a White House embezzling my money as that TV star and that movie star. And those other lines, I change it sometimes to different quantities of billions of galaxies, because lately those 12 galaxies, they were committing some very serious treasons and attempts at murder cases and very serious slanders against other millions or billions of populations. So I changed the quantities of our galaxies to other billions of our populations too. And then the other lines usually describe the types of national networks that I have broadcast with CBS or ABC or NBC Nightly News. And I guess a lot of people told me, they saw me on the internet, the computer, some pictures of myself on Flickr or some stories written up me on the internet. So there was other, you know, types of information on those computers too. And those other lines are usually describe other populations that might have been beyond some 800,000 galaxies or several millions of galaxies or populations. And also those other lines could describe some of the other advanced populations of other galaxies too.
Frank, you talked about some of the technologies, like psychic technologies, and I was wondering if you could talk any bit more about that. It's one of the things that some of the work in the show is about is, for example, like the U.S. Army during the Cold War had a lot of psychic spies and stuff like that. Does that relate to 12 galaxies at all, those technologies that you mentioned?
Oh, I think the CIA had some types of a brainwashing that was maybe involved with some extrasensory perceptions or maybe some scientific telepathic inventions. They could maybe brainwash you and probably possess you like a spirit or a demon or an angel, and change your mind, or you know, force you to forget with a major amnesia or a total amnesia, or try to brainwash you and to confuse you, and force you to forget your entire identity or your professions, and maybe a spy on you, you know, probably read your mind, and a spy on you with some type of telepathic inventions on disappearing thin air, then they could possess you like that movie Exorcist.
How long have you been pursuing this line of inquiry? And how did you first become aware of these issues?
Probably about 25 years ago. I think it was some extrasensory perceptions with the UN presidents and their friends. They were trying to help me identify myself as that movie star, and it was telling me about those other populations, other galaxies. And it was also some of the Soviet presidents, Gorbachev, Brezhnev, and I guess Cherenko. They were communicating with me some top secret scientific extrasensory perceptions, and speaking to me kind of like an invisible two-way radio, kind of like a Walkman radio, except it's kind of like invisible, like some scientific frequencies. That were more advanced than electronic frequencies, and they could communicate to me and talk to me like they were in person, like a spirit or like an angel, and tell me about the impeachments that the White House, those former presidents, were guilty of serious war crimes or serious murder cases, and maybe even those former presidents or in the history, mentioned murdering some of those people in the history too, with other identities that probably came across all the way from the beginnings of Egypt or Israel to me.
So how does Earth differ from the other galaxies?
All those other galaxies are more advanced, outdating today's humans, and this planet, the populations was identified as the first planet at the beginning, and those other galaxies are all of them are more advanced with rocket societies and space vacations and flying saucers and more advanced architectures, outdating the metropolitans, and the quantities of their populations are beyond the 4.5 billions across the planet. Their galaxies are probably about 100 billions for each galaxy, their populations, and their planets maybe 5 or 6 billions for their populations.
Yeah. What would you like people to know or believe from your sign?
Well, usually I just tell them that, I was published by the San Francisco Examiner with the San Francisco Business Times, and that my sign was concerning some populations of other galaxies, and that I was the movie star, the TV star, or that Bush and Clinton's committed some very serious mass murder cases that were more childish than some worst criminals in Africa, or those are very serious war crimes in the Middle East, was committed with some serious mass murder cases in the White House too. And usually I tell them also that I was filmed with a CBS or ABC or Channel 7, and that I was trying to get the impeachments about 2009 in Washington, D.C., to not try to sue the CIA for damages for not paying me as a movie star.
Are you doing any acting currently?
Well, right now, I think it was the live performances filmed of myself with some surveillance by the CIA and Universal Studios and Hollywood, and probably it was the White House involved with the populations of 12 galaxies that were keeping it all top secret from myself. And I met, when I talked to Channel 7 that time, I met one of the reporters, Jim Weeders, and I met Ross Palumbos from Channel 4, the reporter. They were identifying myself as a movie star too. They were filming me too.
Can you talk a little bit more about the types of beings that inhabit these galaxies? I mean, are they, do you think of them as, are they people or are they other types of entities?
They're more advanced than people. Cosmonauts or cosmonauts and with more advanced professions, richer, more modern, and you know, more intelligent. Their professions, I think, were more advanced than today, and their scientific inventions, their technology, was you know, far more advanced than today's scientists or today's astrophysicists.
There's a tape conversation that's part of the show. So one of the things that they talk about are the Greys, those aliens, and how they're sort of here as workers underground. I mean, are the Greys part of this, the 12 galaxies? Do they exist, or is it still unknown?
The Greys, what is that?
You know, like the typical aliens with the gray head.
Oh, okay.
One of the things that was talked about in this interview that's in the show.
Well, I think probably they're ruling those 12 galaxies with Bill Clinton's. They were very childish when they murdered cases and trying to force the general public to think that those populations looked like they were, you know, kind of primitive looking. So that the CIA lies a lot, involved with some murdered cases and try to fool the, you know, the entire planet of how the other populations actually look and try to portray those other forms of life across other galaxies like they were like primitive looking types of prehistoric animals. But actually they were much more far advanced than that, you know, not looking like animals, but, you know, probably much taller and, you know, stronger and more intelligent and richer and more modern, you know, across their other galaxies. Yeah, well, I met a lot of the regular cameramen and reporters from Channel 7, Channel 2, Channel 5. So they usually come out regularly around Mark and Montgomery Street, and they know me on a first-name basis as Frank, too. And they come by, they usually wave or sometimes stop off and talk to me and or have a chance to film me at some of the special events and help me get regular news coverage. I think they can film me from the regular local news stations and get regular national courtesies or using some second salaries, probably across CBS, ABC, World News, and film it from the local station and probably put it right into those national networks and get national coverage or maybe beyond, you know, worldwide coverage or maybe even across 100 galaxies or some other broadcasts.
You often seem to go to places where there's a lot of people to schedule protests, and I'm wondering about, like what this, how important is it to you to get the word out in that huge kind of mass of people?
Oh yes, I'm very fortunate. I like to go across, I'd rather be in San Francisco rather than Oakland and go to the busier streets, the better, the special events, you know, with, you know, some of the John Kerry or some of the politicians, or I met Mayor Gavin Newsom and the people from City Hall. I met Chris Daley, Ross Burke-Remy, Matt Gonzalez, Aaron Peskin too. Or, you know, the special events are better for me, better chances to get more crowds and better news chances for news coverage. So, you know, it's much more fortunate to be around the crowds in San Francisco, the financial district, or, you know, the more busier areas around Union Square, so I could get more attention for my protests and have better chances to talk to some of the spectators or, you know, the people out there that's watching my protests.
You talked about the reincarnation a little bit, and I was curious if, like, the reincarnation only happens, like, with humans becoming humans now, or, but, like, is there, like, does that transfer between, like, the 12 galaxies and, like, Earth? Do some of those beings that every once in a while, like, reincarnate, are they, like, reincarnated here? Like, is there any...
Well, I think the CIA had those resurrections and reincarnations, all top secret with some telepathic inventions. So I think it was the lifespans and infinities that were top secret and the populations and infinities that are top secret. And the CIA, I think, they didn't want to tell everyone that after, you know, the general public, when they died, that they could be born again across other planets, across other populations, or that they were formerly born again from, you know, maybe some other planets or some other countries too. After that, you know, that they were dying, there was more life afterwards in other planets too. And I think the Pentagon and NASA was keeping all top secret there too in the White House. And the 12th Galaxy, I think, also was involved keeping it all top secret, too.
How many signs do you have?
I probably have about 100 or 200 signs at home, and I buy a new one about each week, and just change the signs each day, you know, the newer ones that I bought, the most current ones first I use.
From time to time, you show them in art galleries, right?
Yeah, probably about... once or twice after a long time, a few years, someone, a friend of mine, they let me put my signs up in like a, set it up like an art gallery at the RNSF one time, and they helped me sell about $607 profits worth of signs. And I think it was a 12 Galaxy nightclub one time, they helped me set it up and sell some more signs.
So as this Galactic movie star and this activist, like, I kind of wonder, Do you conceive of yourself as an artist? You've shown in the gallery, you're talking to your
gallery. Do you
think of yourself as an artist as well?
Oh, well, I have a little piece of art advertising, so I work for the art gallery nightclub, so you know, maybe I could just consider that, you know, my advertising is, you know, it's like a piece of art too. Mm-hmm. And also my signs, when they sold it at the art gallery, they, you know, set up like a, you know, like piece of art too. So this is kind of like a piece of art too.
Were you raised in this area?
I was born and raised in Oakland, California, mm-hmm. across the bay over there.
Have you ever left the area?
No, I very usually mm-hmm. stuck around here just about my whole life. Haven't really gone too many places. Just did a little snow skiing up in Tahoe or. Went to Reno or Nevada a little bit, a little casino gambling, and didn't really go too much for places at all.
Did you stage your protests anywhere else?
Usually mostly around San Francisco, and sometimes when I had a special rally or demonstration in Sacramento, or I went to Sacramento too, and sometimes in Berkeley, they might have a rally, or in Oakland, maybe once or twice a year I go there.
You seem to have your protests in the middle of other protests as well. You seem I wonder how your crusade relates to, like, their crusade.
Well, sometimes I went along with those other mass demonstrations, or the ANSI Coalition President Richard Becker I met, and sometimes those other, like the local two unions, or some of the SEIU union people, when they came out to protest, I met some of their staff people, and I was invited also, you know, to march along with them and protest with their rallies and demonstrations too. And they had a nice news coverage over there, so I was able to get filmed by the, you know, the news media too.
Do you, what is the current Bush administration, what is their connection or role, or how are they working with the 12 Galaxies currently?
Currently, I think, Bush and Cheney was also behind closed doors in Washington, going across those populations at 12 Galaxies, keeping it top secret with the Pentagon and NASA involved with the 12 Galaxies, and embezzling my campaigns and stealing my money as a movie star and spying on me, the CIA, using second salaries and disappearing in thin air and transforming their identities into those San Francisco police officers or the San Francisco Fire Department. Or those paramedics with attempts with false arrests, going undercover with the FBI or the CIA, you know, as movie stars or TV stars, and spying on me in person in the San Francisco Bay Area.
What do you feel was possibly the function? There's a couple of police officers down on the street level at the entrance of this place. Did you see them?
Oh, I didn't see them, but...
what would you speculate that they're doing?
I don't know. I didn't know they were here, but maybe sometimes... I met the chief of police, Heather Fongs, and I met Sergeant Carl Tannenbaum from the San Francisco Police Department, and also I met Officer Alvarez, so Sergeant Carl T, I talked to him, so he might have been also one of the UN presidents before in person too, and also I met Joanne Hayes White, the fire chief, and I met Willie Brown, Gavin Newsom's, and to the people from City Hall, so the police, usually have a very nice and friendly, a good relation with me, and they help me, try to prevent police corruption or, just try to stop some of the maybe the attempts at false arrest or a false arrest.
Do you have time for maybe two more questions?
Yeah.
Are there any members of your family that are still in the Bay Area that support your activism?
Yes, my family in the Bay Area, they were identified as the richest family during a Bush and Cleveland's administrations, and when I visit them about twice a year, Thanksgiving or Christmas, the family reunion, they, about 2 years ago when I went to visit them, they brought some of the articles, maybe one or two articles from the San Francisco Examiner, or maybe it was both from the San Francisco Examiner, and showed me the picture, the photograph of me, and let me talk to them about, myself identified as a movie star, and they agreed with me too, and I told them about the populations of the galaxies too.
How many times you've been reincarnated?
Well, probably I was born again from the Prince of China, and the CIA that kept it all top secret, and my family, I think, was the last emperor of China's royal family, and probably they were second to the emperors of Russia. And the emperor of China at that time, he was probably richer and more modern than the King of England and the British Prime Minister and the French President. So I think the 12 galaxies involved with the former presidents, Cleveland's and George Washington's, I think, exiled my family to, with a mistake, serious mistakes too, I think.
Matthew Post is going to read something in just a minute.
Yeah.
Give me some good.